Just hours after Governor Nathan Deal's State of the State address, state economist Ken Hagerty echoed the governor's claim that budget projections are looking up. His sunny outlook wasn't lost on Republican House Appropriations Chair Terry England.
Well, Dr. Hagerty, over the last 3 or 4 years, I would say that you might be the most optimistic you've been in a while.
Hagerty says for the fiscal year that will start in July, income taxes are expected to jump 4.4% to a little more than $18 billion, and the general fund will bump up 4.3% to just over $19 billion. Some of that money could go toward a proposed $500 million boost to education spending if approved by the committee. Superintendent John Barge, who's running against Deal in the gubernatorial primary, says he was pleasantly surprised by Deal's announcement. He said the money could be used for teacher salary increases or ending furloughs, but that's not certain.
That will absolutely be left. The way the budget is written, the way I read it, that will be left up to each individual system.
Members of the state's university system also applauded an almost $2 billion funding allocation. If approved, that would be a $56 million increase over last year, despite declining enrollment. John Brown is the system's chief financial officer.
What I would point out, most appreciative, but there is a considerable amount of that money that is health-related, retirement-related, that is money that's out there to keep us even where we are, not really get ahead.
Brown asked lawmakers to consider appropriating more money for repair work and improvements to the library system, which both received about $20 million less in funding than the university system initially asked for. Members of the Department of Community Health and Department of Transportation also testified Wednesday. The Senate and House committees will approve a final budget in the coming weeks. Michelle Aloy, WABE News, the state capital.